York town where some say the legendary creature stalks the woods. Paul Thompson tells the Post-Star of Glens Falls that he got the idea for the statue after meeting people looking for Bigfoot around Whitehall, New York, on the Vermont border between the Adirondacks and the Green Mountains. Thompson paid a local artist for the 11-foot, 8-inch high, half-ton steel sculpture. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by old Zack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to do it. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul.
Way of life settles in your soul. Jefferson, good morning, everybody. We're here having another joyous Sunday morning in Jefferson. Well, we can, where we're free and sovereign citizens. I'm here with my co-host, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Hey, Wynn. How you feeling, buddy?
So far, so good.
Good.
And our trusty soundboard operator, Bob Martin. Hey, Barb. Bob, how you doing?
Good, Wynn.
I tried to combine Bob and Martin together.
Yes, don't call me Barb.
Barb.
Yes.
Well, keep us.
Yes, I'm feeling joyous. How about you?
There you go. Tis the season, right?
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, before we get started, I just want to make sure that everybody knows today is our second Sunday of the month, and we're going to be having our conference call tonight at 7 p.m., the Jefferson conference call, and that starts, again, at 7 o'clock. The phone number is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114, and the passcode to get into it is 307-268, hashtag or pound. Again, 307-268, hashtag or pound. And then for tomorrow, we have our State of Jefferson Shasta County meeting, and that's at 5:30, and that's at 3276 Pacelli Lane here in Reading. And so come check it out and see what's going on. And then as soon as that meeting's over with, it runs about a half hour, then it rolls over into our Patriot meeting. And we have all kinds of good stuff going on there. But before we get started on the Patriot part of it, I just want to remind everybody, we only have two more meetings this year. We have tomorrow night's and then the following Monday, the 18th. That's it. And then we don't come back until January 8th because of the two holidays in a row on Mondays. Christmas and New Year's both land on a Monday. So we will be taking those 2 weeks off. So again, December 11th tomorrow, and the following week, the 18th, will be our last meeting for the year. And then we resume our meetings on January 8th. So we'll mention that next week as well, but I just want to make sure everybody got a notice on that. And I think that's it for the moment. Unless, what do you have, Terry?
Well, it's 3276 Pacelli Lane, 3276 Pacelli Lane. And tomorrow night at the Patriot meeting, we have Stephen Bailey. He is a retired judge, and he's running for attorney general. He has had a remarkable career, follows the Constitution. He's a very constitutional-minded candidate, and he's enforced our laws that way. You know, there hasn't been like the political whim of the day or any type of philosophy or any type of belief on what should be done. He follows the Constitution. Law enforcement agencies endorse him. He has a proven record of standing on the side of public safety and the rule of law. Oh, the rule of law. What a novel thought.
What's that?
Yep. Anyway, Judge Bailey will be there tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 3276 Pacelli Lane. Very, very important that folks get there, and all of you out there listening, get the word out. Let's get some people there, because this is going to be a very, very important meeting.
All right. There you go. Now we're up and running.
We are. So, yeah, you know, one thing that we've been talking about a lot has been commitment. One thing we've been talking about a lot is how we have to maybe move toward the continuity we need to have with all the counties. And just the thought process that we really need to do something with the media. I did get word, and I want to pass this along to everybody, that David Linville, who's been doing a documentary on us for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
David is in New Mexico at the moment, but he'll be doing a couple more interviews wrapping up a documentary. And he did make it stated to us that he is pushing to have this put on PBS and Netflix.
Oh, there you go.
So we need to have the media push. And this is just a thought, and I want to throw it out to you folks. And that is, how about every county has a radio program? 1 hour a week, talking about what we're doing in Jefferson with the updates, talking about what's going on in California, discussing all the fun things that Jerry Brown's doing to us, but really getting the word out. Three things you want to look for in a radio program for an hour. One is you want to make sure that it archives. Two, you want to make sure that it podcasts. And three, you want to make sure it streams live. If that's possible in your county, people need to step up and do it. We've had a lot of fun here last week. I also want to thank Nick and thank
Chris
for what they did. What a great job they did. A lot of fun.
Yep.
It was fun hearing them for all 3 hours. That was great. It was sort of like, you know,
out of the pan into the fire.
Yeah. I mean, Mark was sick. Mark Kent was sick. And it was sort of like, well, can you hang a little longer? Can you hang a little longer? And before you knew it, they were pretty comfortable in here. I know that Bob had to kick them out. You know. But anyway, thanks again.
Sorry,
guys.
3 hours is the limit, guys.
It is the limit, yeah.
That was so funny because they were at the beginning, they were concerned if they could go a full hour, let alone three. And I'm saying, trust me, it'll go faster than you think. And Nick is never at a loss for words.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not Nick.
He's so bashful.
Yes, he's so shy.
But anyway, yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Thank you, guys, and really appreciate it. But, you know, the thing is that we have to all start stepping up and really getting the word out. We've got to really push media. As Wynn said, we have two more meetings, at least in the Shasta County area. We have mm-hmm. two more meetings, which will be the 11th and the 18th. Is that correct?
11th and 18th,
18th.
Yes. Yep.
And then, of course, because Christmas is on a Monday and New Year's is on a Monday, we will not be doing that. Also, on the phone call tonight, I'm hoping that we can get Mark Baird on. I know that he's coming back from fires that he was fighting down in Southern California.
Yep.
And hopefully he'll call in if he gets a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his way back up to home, back up to Wairika, and hopefully he doesn't get called out again on Monday. You know, it's just one of the things. And thank you, Mark, for doing all that.
Oh, man. Him and all the other people that fly. They're flying and dropping all the stuff on the fires. That has got to be hugely dangerous. I mean, you have aircraft going in and out of the fires. I know they know what they're doing, but still, the element of danger is there. And, you know, just it really makes you wonder and pray for everybody's safety. You know, those on the ground, but also those in the air. it just, you know, I'm grateful that they're able to do it.
You know, there's also been some talk about the gas tax going up in January.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people have said it's almost as much as 73 cents a gallon. But, you know, that culminates from a lot of different things. You not only have the tax go up, but then you have the fees go up.
Mm-hmm.
And since it costs more to deliver the gas, that goes up.
Yep.
Then the next thing that happens is the distributor has to make some money on it, and, of course, the retailer has to make some money. That's why a lot of people said, well, it went up 12 cents a gallon. Well, it was $2.47 when this started. It's around $2.80 right now. That's more than 12 cents.
Correct.
And a lot of that has to do with the fact of just the way that business operates. So when we discuss a number like 73 cents, that is an approximate, and most likely low.
That's a starting point.
That's a starting point.
Yeah.
Because when that tax goes up again, if it goes up 20 cents, you're looking at all the other stuff that gets laid on top of that.
And where does that additional money go?
General fund. High-speed rail.
the bottomless pit.
Yeah, Jerry Brown's ranch.
Taking care of non-citizens.
Yeah. Fracking on Jerry Brown's property.
Oh, I'm fracking tired of it.
So I'm fracking tired of it, too. Anybody else fracking tired of it? By the way, we're going to head off very quickly to our first break, but before we do that, we want to let you know that you can call in, area code 530-605-4567.
There you go.
605-4567, and time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
During this special season, we are thankful to our veterans for all they have given. They promise to serve our country to the full extent, up to and including their life. For this sacrifice, we are truly grateful. On behalf of the Reading Veterans Resource Center, we salute our veterans and those currently serving. Thank you for your service and thank you for our liberty. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Reading Veterans Resource Center.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
We're back at it. And we have a caller on the line we should probably get to.
Yeah. Kimasabi.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
So you're heading home. Is that what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I'm sitting in the airport, so when it gets loud, it's a tile floor, and every time somebody rolls by, it kind of echoes. But I just got through the TSA, which, by the way, is an acronym for thousands standing around spending your tax dollars. So it got past them, and here I am trying to get on a plane, get on another plane to get home. Oh. But anyway.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you're out of that zone, so you're headed home. That'll be nice. Your bride will be happy.
Yeah, you know, Jerry Brown made an interesting comment yesterday. He said that California is going to suffer more and more catastrophic wildfires, and we can look forward to that, he said.
Does he have people setting these wildfires?
Well, no, he doesn't, but he says because you are not paying enough to save the environment, that's why. I wonder how that starts a fire, the fact that you don't want to pay more taxes.
Are we not paying enough money for all the stuff they're doing?
Yeah. Well, we're not paying enough money to reverse global warming, which, by the way, even the IPCC and NASA say isn't happening. You know, so there is no global warming, but Jerry says we're not spending enough money to reverse it. And because you're not spending enough, because you still have a nickel in your genes somewhere, you can look forward to more and more catastrophic wildfires.
Wonderful.
And that coming from the den of iniquity in Sacramento, where four or five Democratic lawmakers now stand accused of inappropriate sexual conduct, and where the president pro tem of the Senate and also the chairman of the Senate Ethics Committee, who was a roommate of one of the guys that was doing the groping, and buried these cases for almost 20 years. He now is going to get away with all that. And of course, De Leon is termed out. So fortunately, he won't be able to kick us around much more, but we don't know who his replacement is. And then you got, if that isn't enough, you have Gavin Newsom and Tony Villaraigosa, who's running for governor. And he's the mayor of Los Angeles, or was. And 45% of the kids that graduate high school in Los Angeles Unified School District have a D average.
A D average?
Yeah, D like in dog.
Oh, my
he
gosh.
Is a dog, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
how do they...
So, you know, folks, Jefferson, please.
No doubt.
To say. It's how do they, Jefferson, please.
How do they expect the kids that are supposed to be coming up and growing, hopefully, into some kind of productive citizen to be able to do anything with a D average?
Heck, well, they don't care.
They can't even get a basic job at, you know, flipping burgers someplace with that kind of... Oh, my gosh.
The literacy rate in graduates from California high schools has been in the toilet for years and years. And, you know, we spend more per student than any state in the United States, but yet we have the worst schools of any state in the United States. And it's getting worse, but these people don't care. They won't be around by the time that hits bottom. They just want the money. And
yeah,
all you have to do in this state is follow the money.
That's true.
And it's something like, I don't know, several billion more on education. You know, it isn't just a small amount. I mean, we're way up on everybody else on what we spend on education, and you're right, we're 49 out of 50.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me. And you know, Mark, you've hit the nail on the head. You know, the state's run by criminals. It's lawlessness. There is no rule of law. You know, and like you said, I mean, you know, that does lead to some suspicion, though, when you stop and think about the fact that Jerry Brown will say you're not paying enough money to protect the environment, so there's going to be more wildfires. That's quite a prediction.
That's true, you know, and they're going to be more catastrophic.
Yeah,
now,
catastrophic,
you know,
yes.
I'm not sure how not sucking you dry equates to starting a fire. I'm just not sure how that scientific equation works, but that's what Jerry Brown implies. And, you know, look, it's a scare tactic. A lot of people lost everything this year, a lot of people. But if we could go back to the last 50 years of poor land management practices and the inability to thin forest and the inability to log and the inability to use natural resources, and, you know, look, fires start. You don't know where, you don't know how, they just do. And some of it's criminal activity, and some of it's natural causes or power line failing. That stuff happens. But to point at the taxpayer and say you can look forward to this because you're not, you know, basically you're not paying enough. And let's look at the other aspect of that. So for at least 25 years, maybe more, we've been paying to save the environment, paying and paying and paying and paying. So we're the highest tax state in the nation. So if that was the right way to go, why hasn't it worked? Why hasn't it worked at all in any single area with any quantifiable measurement? And then what do? Do you double down and throw 10 times as much money at it? You know, I look at trend analysis all the time in the airplane, and I'm just not going to do the wrong thing hoping to solve the wrong problem. And then if that doesn't work, do the wrong thing more often or twice as hard. You have to ask yourself, If the hypothesis is incorrect, then perhaps the course of action is incorrect as well. And we either need to stop doing what we're doing or do something different or something, because obviously looting the treasury and driving every taxpayer into poverty and driving our kids into illiteracy has not saved the environment, not a bit.
Well, so I'm still hung up on Governor Brown doing this prediction like he's got a crystal ball. It just makes me wonder, you know, when somebody says something like that, there's far more to it. And he's been so flippant about things he said and what he's done. It just makes me very suspicious. I don't know. I hate to be, you know, suspicious of anybody, but we've had enough stuff thrown at us that how can we not be? You know?
Well, look, super majorities allow a lot of mistakes, don't they? I mean, Brown can say whatever he wants. There's no recourse for it. There's no consequence for it.
No accountability,
Democrats and most Republicans in government, because it took some Republicans to vote in that 72-cent gasoline tax, yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
So these guys say there's no accountability for that because they have super majorities. No one can stop them. You are, in fact, a subject of the oligarchy in Sacramento. You are no longer a citizen. You have no power in this state, not only because your vote counts for nothing, but because we have a socialist, monoparty government, exactly the same as Stalin's Russia. The only difference is the secret police hasn't started to grow in a direct relationship to the government yet.
As far as we know.
they are, because more and more agencies are armed. I mean, the Insurance Commission has armed police. The Department of Motor Vehicles,
right,
for God's sake, has armed policemen. I mean, so what? So if you get out of line while you're getting a new driver's license or something? I mean, and you know, another thing people don't understand, communist Russia, there wasn't one police force. Every little tin pot agency that had a tin pot dictatorship had its own police force, exactly like California. And I have some bad news, folks. When you abdicate morality to the government, when you allow the government to legislate morality, there are not enough police on this planet to keep people in line.
Amen.
You know, it seems to me that Southern California, and I know a lot of good folks down there. We all know a lot of good folks down there. It's almost like the conservative voice and the voice of reason, even in Southern California, is stymied. We were talking earlier about how we need to get on the airwaves. We need to really shout it to from the rooftops that, the rule of law is gone, that liberty is gone. And, Mark, the points you brought up about Jerry Brown are absolutely spot on. Mm-hmm. Wynn made a good comment, though. To me, I mean, these kinds of predictions, these types of things, the police forces, the police groups for all these different agencies, where's the outrage here? I really believe...
Well, I think that's a really good general question. Where's the outrage?
Where's the outrage? And I really believe that... there's different things that are going on. There's different movements that are going on. There's different things that people want to do in the legal system that could take 5 years or 6 years or just getting started with the fact that California is lawless. Well, you know what? We don't have 4 years. We don't have 5 years. I don't even know if we have 2 years. Right. What we have to do is we have to start now. We've got to fight now. And this court case, Mark, is the main thing we've got going. We've got to push, and did I say push?
Yes.
Yeah. There was another little something that just came out. A community college board of trustees declared their campuses sanctuary campuses.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that means illegals will have more protection than the other students on those campuses.
And so they're putting those students directly in harm's way by doing that.
Well, we know what the eventual outcome of that is. We've seen it before, again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
Wynn, could you announce that call again? Mark, we have a call tonight that's going to be on. It's probably going to be our last one for the year. Is that correct, Wynn?
This one, yes.
It is our last one for the year.
Yeah.
And the conference call tonight, we need to have folks listen to that. And, Mark, if it's possible, if you get back home in time, it starts at, 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, yeah.
You want to give that number again, Wynn?
You bet. The number is 712-770-4114. And then the passcode, once you get into the menu, is 307-268, #
And that's at 7 p.m., correct?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, I just think that there's good news here. Like I say every time, let's not just whine with no solution. There is a solution.
Right.
Breaking the state into smaller governmental units where people have adequate representation that is accountable to the voter and the taxpayer. That's the solution, folks. The Constitution held the solution all along. It still does. It hasn't changed. Nothing's changed. All just power resides in the people. Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution. Government was created for their good, not the other way around.
There you go.
And it is the right of the people to alter or reform government anytime the public good demands it. There you go. There is our jurisdiction. That expresses that the people are sovereign, not government. It is government in California is submissive to the sovereignty of the people. And that's codified in not only the United States Constitution, but in the California Constitution as well. So there you have it. We have the power. We've always had it. We just have to get more people to wake up, realize it, and help us. We're already on the path to fix this, and we can. And we can do it according to the will of the people. In other words, when we have our constitutional convention for Jefferson, your will be expressed. Your will be codified in that constitution. Your inalienable rights will be listed there. Those rights will be above government's ability to touch. In other words, there will be no policy decisions that affect your inalienable rights. They are sovereign over government. But we need some help, guys. If you won't help us carry the bucket, no one will.
Well, and that's just it. How could a good, a normal everyday man or woman enjoy the liberties that somebody else fought for, knowing that it's currently happening? How could they do that without lifting a finger? I mean, good Lord, you know, everything's about me. Everything's about me. That seems to be the society we live in. So why not make this about you as well? Step up and help out and put your fingerprints on it. That's what I don't understand, where people aren't or haven't to date embraced it as much as I think that, you know, should be done. Maybe I'm just being cynical, but I don't see, you know, a lot of these folks out there that, you know, I know that people are busy raising kids. I get that. But at the same time, you're raising kids that you want to be successful adults. If we don't get Jefferson, what's going to happen to your kids? Are they going to make it to adulthood? And if they do, are they going to be chained?
Well, I got a better question. What's happening to them now? I mean, they're being taught.
Yeah.
They're being taught that the Marxist socialist model is the best form of government on earth. They're being taught that by by the California Teachers Union and the Service Employees International Union, who march with the American Communist Party every May Day.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Mark, are you going to be able to hang on? We've got to go to a break. Are you going to be able to hang on with us?
Well, I don't know. It's going to be pretty tight. I better go and
Then we'll wait on the break, because we've got Round Mountain Bob on the line, and he has a question for you, Mark. So,
So
let's go right to that, and we'll just hold off on the break. Round Mountain, you're up, buddy.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, Gary and Wynn and Mark. Mark, being that you're in the fire things, I've been a machinist for 53 years. Now, in the spraying that they're doing in our skies, okay, there's aluminum, barium, and magnesium. Now, the aluminum, I understand, is killing the trees from the top to the roots. And barium and magnesium are extremely combustible, and when they burn, you hardly see the flame, but they burn at thousands of degrees. And I'm just wondering, you people are putting water on this stuff, can they burn off the oxygen? Maybe this is why our governor knows what's being sprayed, and that more of this stuff's landing on the ground and stuff. And you're fighting it, but you're fighting a loose cause, because the more water you put on, the faster these fires grow.
Is there a question there, Bob?
And I just wondered what you knew about these materials and stuff like that.
Okay, well, first of all, aluminum is the most common element in the Earth's crust. It's not an unusual element. It's prevalent everywhere. It's easy to get, and it's all over the place. I've been in the airplane business, coming up on 50 years now, just short of 50 years. I can build an airplane. I've been on most big airplanes. I've been to most Air Force bases. I've been to most secret Air Force bases. And if I haven't been there, I know somebody that's been there. I've flown airplanes with guys that have flown every airplane, flown every secret airplane. And like I said, I could build an airplane, and I have never, ever once, not once, ever seen any hard empirical evidence that anything's getting sprayed out of that plane that I don't know about and that I don't know what it is. There is no tank on the airplane that hides this chemical. There is no nozzle where it comes out of. There is no activation lever in the cockpit of any airplane I have ever seen, and I've been on all of them. And there is just no evidence that anybody's spraying anything in the air but exhaust. I hate to burst that balloon, but I've never seen a puddle under an airplane I couldn't identify. I've never seen a barrel of stuff next to an airplane that I didn't know exactly what it was and what it did. I've never seen anybody deliver anything to an airplane that I didn't know exactly what it was and what it did. And to my knowledge, I'm not speaking for anybody but me, I have no scientific evidence, none whatsoever, that anybody's spraying anything out of an airplane engine except exhaust.
Okay.
We don't put water on the fires. We put retardant on them. And believe you me, you can see
the fire. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day. You're doing a great job.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay. With that, we've got to go off to a break. Okay. And here we go. Time has come.
For 51.
American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Pam Dahl. On behalf of our family, we would like to recognize all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces during this holiday season. Many who serve are not able to be with their loved ones during this special time of year. As a military family, we understand the sacrifices made by the ones serving, their spouse, children, and parents during the holidays. We are forever grateful to these families and sincerely wish each of you a safe and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and blessings to all.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hello, this is Chad David from Orchard Nutrition Center. I want to wish all of our veterans and military for their years of service. We know this is a hard time of the year, not seeing your families and loved ones. From all of us at Orchard Nutrition Center, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car, the skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road.
That seems like a theme song.
P.U.
Woo! A theme song.
To our first installment, I am the president. That's the thing, California, you stink.
There you go.
The first thing I want to bring to your attention.
This yes, Mr.
Nick.
Bashful.
This is Nick.
I'm so happy to be here.
Hey,
listen,
Nick.
We have one California lawmaker seeking to ban all vehicles powered by fossil fuels by the year 2040.
Yes, I read that.
Can you imagine that? Assembly Speaker Phil Ting. Now, he's not to be confused with the pilot that was flying the commercial airliner that came in and crashed on landing some Ting Wrong. Although I heard he's the cousin of the co-pilot, way too low.
Way too low.
Anyway, he's bringing that to the floor here as soon as the legislature comes back from vacation. It seems to me they're always on vacation.
Yep.
And I just wonder, you know, they're going to have these people from the Bay Area and from Los Angeles who ride their bicycle to work or walk to work telling me as a former lawyer that sometime had to ride an hour and a half, 2 hours one way to work, that I'm going to have to get a battery-powered vehicle to get to work. You know, and how are they going to replace all of the taxes they get on fuels? I wonder if the BB brains have thought about that.
Yeah.
You know, really.
Good question.
And here's the kicker. I've gotten messages from the government asking, why haven't we done something already, says Mary Nichols. The gal that told the independent trucker that went bankrupt because he couldn't put $20,000 into his new motor to meet her standards. And when he said he was going to lose his home, she says, well, you should have thought ahead of time. You know, all I've got to say is, California, you stink. I can't wait for Jefferson.
Amen, brother.
And we will be having a segment with Mr. Bashful.
I want to invite other people to call say why we need to leave California.
Oh, that's a good idea. So anyway,
you know, Gary Callahan could just probably go on about education.
You mean Gary Hollihan?
That's what I meant. You know, Mark mentioned that.
That Gary Callahan guy.
we pay way more than any other state educate our pupils. And that, you know, an old logger told me one time, he says, you can't give a cull a raise and expect him to be a good man. It doesn't work. And that's a prime example.
That's right. Well, and, you know, the thing is, we have this list of the sanctuary state of California. First in declared sanctuary state. First in regulatory restrictions. First in the number of food stamp recipients. First in the number of welfare recipients. One-third of all welfare recipients come from California. Last in fiscal restraint. Last in education. Highest state income taxes. Highest state gas taxes. Highest state sales taxes. Highest poverty rate. Highest budget deficit. Highest underfunded state pensions, most restrictive gun and ammunition laws.
Hey, you know what? A wise man, Lowen Wainwright III, told me, he said, you got your dead skunk in the middle of the road, California, and you stink.
Well,
thank you.
All right, my friend, Nick, you're awesome.
Nick, thank you again for holding down our show
last
Sunday. We got to listen to you as we were heading down the highway going to a town hall that we did. And we were entertained, and you guys put out some great information, and we really appreciate it. And I know that you held over and did another two-hour segment for the next show, and you did a great job on both. So I want to thank you very much and appreciate your time, effort, and energy put into both.
Well, thank you, Chris, and I had a rockin' good time.
You did.
Rockin' good time.
Well, you know, there's one other thing on that list, guys, that we forgot, and that is the most amount of liars and crooks in the legislative body of any state in the United States.
Yes. Yeah, the criminal element. They're running the asylum.
Well, we need to point out what's wrong with California.
No, we don't need to. It's out there.
He's
Here's
sarcastic.
What I wanted to bring up. Now, Mike something made that song up that starts your program. What's his name?
Oh, Mike Smith.
Mike Smith?
Yeah.
Does he sing that?
No, actually, that's the Black Mountain Band.
Yeah, that one's the Black Mountain Band.
The show.
Well, that's a wonderful song,
and
they do a real good job of it. And I was thinking of what bar that reminds me of, the logger sitting there with foam in his mustache. That's Bartle.
Bartle, yes.
Between Bertie and McLeod.
Yep.
That's
on
the place.
89, yep.
Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Yeah, you stop at the Bartle Bar on your way to Medicine Lake or Slagger or Porcupine Butte or whatever out there, go camping or deer hunting or whatever. That's the place to go. I grew up doing that with all my grandparents, my mom and dad and everybody. We always stopped at Bartle. Kids couldn't go in. Everybody else went in. We got to hang out and wait for the rest of the ride home or out to camp. But Nick was right. Bartle's a great place to go.
Okay, Lori, darling, we're coming to you right now, and it looks like another line's ringing, too. So what you got, kiddo? Okay.
Morning, Lori.
Hey, I'll be fast and furious, as they say. I want to appreciate the – can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
With Round Mountain Bob, when Mark was starting to respond stating, Mark Baird, that aluminum does not exist in free form, this is exactly what we're picking up in the lab studies, is freestanding solo by itself aluminum. So unless the aliens are spraying us, this is just, if you all didn't pick up that Mark Baird is probably been approached and probably been threatened or silenced. That is so obvious to me because we still have our class action lawsuits in Canada and the United States, the Senate documents, the patents, film footage, the whistleblowers. So even though he ended saying, well, that's what I know, and I don't really think it matters if you can build an airplane, that's not the point. We're not challenging his expertise as a pilot. Now, maybe he's never been in a jet where it's been fixed with nozzles. I don't know, but I think the way he responded with his answers is that our Mark Baird has been threatened, and you don't think it's possible because of being in the Jefferson movement where he is already that they haven't tapped him on the shoulder or elsewhere? I'm just saying I am going to respectfully completely disagree, and I'm going to understand that that's probably what happened to Mark, so I can still dialogue.
Well, Lori, you know, one thing, too, is that I'm not going to assume anything. You know, as far as that goes, you know, we know that there's cloud seeding and there's stuff going on. The whole thing is that
we have proof, lab tests.
Lori, yes. Let me finish my statement. The thing is that I think that, first of all, in knowing Mark the way I know him and knowing what he's been through in his life, I don't think anybody could threaten him. Number one. Number two, because if it means death, it wouldn't matter. And I think number two, I think that maybe in his experience, that's been his experience. I don't know. I don't want to assume anything.
Okay, well,
let me just say one more thing, and then I'll give you the floor for a minute because we do have another call, okay? But I just want to say the other thing about that is that I think that in a lot of cases there's people who agree and people who disagree and all that sort of stuff, how the world goes round. Now, he's never brought that up before. That's never been brought up before. In his own experience, it could be true. I'm sure there's pilots that have flown that have never encountered this. And again, there's evidence for both sides of the argument. And you know what everybody says holds water, but I think it's an issue that people need to be aware of. And I think that for the most part, it's going to come down on a lot of sides. The only problem that we've had with a lot of things with the government is the fact that we can't trust them. We can't trust them, and by gosh, hon, there's no way in the world that we can put something past our government because they're just not trustworthy at this point. So okay, anyway, you got about a minute, kiddo, because I've got somebody else on the line.
I'll be faster than that.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if people will then hold to the thought, conviction, belief, or whatever, that that's just water vapor, condensation only, how do we explain the massive illness that is spiking and skyrocketing, Alzheimer's, dementia, allergies, asthma, diabetes, you name it, because of these nanoparticulates. So I have asked Mark this before at a Jefferson meeting, and he does dodge it. And so let's just leave it. People, do your homework, do your research, and go to Dane Wigington's website and start to look at the evidence and proof and facts and hard science,
you know,
not theory or somebody who may have been threatened.
Right. Well, you know what would be really good, though, is if there was something that was really, if you could nail down that one thing. But, you know, I will agree with you on this, my dear, and that is that I do believe people have been threatened on this issue. I think it happens all the time in government. I mean, you know, in a smaller scale, you know, I've been threatened by the government. Okay, I've been threatened in a roundabout way. And so I know what happens with that. And it does freak you out because the government is big and the government can do stuff. You know, but my thinking is, okay, bring it on, because we're really at the last leg of the battle, and I think you agree with that, Lori, that we're really at the point now where we've got a corrupt government. And
we do. And people show up dead all the time, whether they're holistic doctors and so forth. So I am going to pray for the safety of Mark when he flies or goes anywhere. Because like you just said, our government is corrupt.
Not trustworthy.
From the core.
I agree. All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Call.
No
appreciate
problem.
It.
Need to go to Jimmy.
Jimmy, where are you, buddy?
Jimmy, you there?
Yep.
There you are.
I'd like to start out by saying Chris and Nick did a great job last week.
Yeah, they were good.
They did, man. They did a great job. But Nick was saying something about if they have all electric cars by the year 2040 here in California, how are they going to, you know, make up the revenue from the gas tax? Well, it's simple. In my own humble opinion, they're just going to raise the registration fees like they did already on electric cars.
Yeah.
And also, I think that the electrical companies here in California that have a monopoly on the electricity they provide are going to raise their rates, too, like City of Reading.
Oh, they've raised them already, PG&E, and, I mean, it's incredible. Of course, PG&E keeps having to raise their rates because they keep getting sued. But, you know, that. I mean, the real deal is that, you know, we've got to stop this corruption, all of it. All of it. We've got to stop it. And, you know, again, I will say this again about Mark Baird. I don't think he's scared of anything. I really don't.
No,
you know,
I
the only thing
that guy.
What's that?
I wouldn't mess around with
no,
that.
No, I don't think he's scared of anything. I mean, you know, the thing is that, you know, and a lot of times what there's threats are threats that are not directly on you. They're on your children. There are actions that, you know, people take on your children, actions they may take on your wife. There's actions that government has taken on people, and they'll put that pressure that way. And I'll just come out and say it. I mean, this has gotten to a point to where we have such a corrupt government in California, it's beyond the pale. And, folks, anybody that's listening to this needs to get the word out to Southern California. Where are you, folks? I mean, does anybody understand the gravity, the timing sensitivity we have as far as getting this thing done? We don't have 4 years. We don't have 5 years. We don't have time to wait around for something to get put together right now in its infancy. We have to start today in doing the things that we have. Tonight, that phone call is vitally important. Hopefully, Mark will be on that call tonight because I'm sure that he has a lot more to share that he didn't have an opportunity to share with on the program today. But I really think it's important that we start getting the ball rolling on all this stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And can I make one more quick comment?
Sure.
and you guys were talking about the colleges being sanctuary safe or whatever you were talking about.
Yep.
Well, it's not a big surprise because our former Homeland Security, the head of the Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, I believe it was last year, secured $5 million to help fund illegal aliens to go to college here in California. So pretty much says it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the UC system. Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, I'm gonna let you go, and I will talk to you later.
Hey, Jimmy, hold on 1 second, real quick. Okay. Hey, you know, you're a very articulate guy. Maybe you would consider coming on and substitute hosting one of these times.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I might get worked up and say something that's not FCC.
We have a guy who has a button.
Yeah, there's a button.
I heard, yeah.
There's a button.
We have a button. Don't worry about it.
That's what I live for.
All right, brother. Thanks.
I'd come in and be a guest host.
Yeah, good. Okay, good.
I don't think I could take the reins on.
Wind's laughing. Good.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you say yes to Terry.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've been on the radio before, actually, done shows and stuff.
All right, brother.
There you go.
Great talking with you, man.
Thanks,
I hope your boys win today.
Well, yeah, I don't watch football now because we're
good boy.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, gentlemen, thank you, and keep doing the great job you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Mike Smith is going to take us out of here as he always does. Mike Smith, who wrote the song
KCA,
"Jefferson State of Mind."
Come out and play.
Time has come
for 51.
That we have to pay. It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. Serve LA. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Alabama votes on a senator Tuesday.
Republican Roy Moore's campaign strategist, Dean Young, tells ABC's This Week they are confident Moore will be elected senator and will overcome any investigation.
If there is, Judge Moore is going to be found telling the truth, just like he always has.
Many congressional Republicans don't want Moore in Washington. Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock telling Fox News Sunday.
We don't need to have him here. Now, the voters are going to decide on Tuesday, but I